President Bush today welcomed North Korea's announcement that it will stop building nuclear weapons and allow international inspections in exchange for energy aid, economic cooperation, and security assurances. The president stressed the need for a system to verify North Korean compliance. The announcement by the North Koreans follows 2 years of talks. NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster is with us. Mike, exactly what has North Korea agreed to and why?
Well, the why is a little bit difficult to answer. What they've agreed to is essentially a joint statement, not a detailed agreement, a statement of principles. That's the beginning of further negotiations. North Korea committed itself today to abandoning all nuclear weapons and its existing nuclear weapons programs, and returning at an early date to the Non-Proliferation Treaty and to International Atomic Energy Agency safeguards. This means eventually the return of IAEA inspectors to North Korea. The U.S., for its part, pledged to respect North Korea's sovereignty and its right to peaceful coexistence. The U.S. pledged to take steps to normalize relations. The United States said it has no nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula and has no intention to attack or invade North Korea with nuclear or other weapons. This joint statement also pledges considerable economic aid and incentives to North Korea.
Mike, isn't this awfully similar to the agreement that the Clinton administration struck with the North Koreans 10 years ago, something like that?
It was 11 years ago, 1994. That was a detailed agreement that froze North Korea's plutonium weapons program. This is simply a statement of principle. And we won't know, Alex, exactly whether this is going to be similar or not. But I think it's likely to be dissimilar in many of the demands that the United States is going to put on North Korea to dismantle its weapons and weapons program first before other things come.
These talks have been going on for years. As recently as Friday, you were noting earlier that you didn't expect anything to happen. Suddenly today, there's a talk of an agreement.
That's right. And it's a puzzle why things shifted. The North Koreans on Friday were insisting that they would sign such a statement, but there needed to be a pledge from the United States to build it what's called a light water nuclear reactor. The North Koreans are saying they must have a civilian nuclear program, and they want this light water reactor, which is less prone to proliferation of materials that could make nuclear weapons. The United States was saying, no, there's no way at all. Apparently, what happened is that in negotiations over the weekend, the Chinese went to the United States and said, look, this is the best deal we can get. We can put in this agreement that North Korea asserts its right to a civilian nuclear program. And the other signatories to this agreement, including the United States, can take note of that and push it down the road, essentially say, we'll consider that issue when they've dismantled their nuclear weapons program. And apparently, it went all the way up to Secretary of State Rice and to President Bush, and they agreed to this.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a solution anyway for a while. There's another round of talks in a month or 2 months, and they're going to try to actually get the actual wording of the agreement.
That's right. And it probably won't be the last. There will be another session in November in Beijing. But now all the details of this have to be arranged, and they will be very, very difficult because the United States will want firm actions from North Korea to begin the dismantling of the weapons that it's built, the materials that it's acquired, and all of these facilities. And the North Koreans will want to see some real action on the part of the United States as well.
And President Bush keeps saying, verify, verify, verify.
That's very important. There needs to be a way, some kind of mechanism to make sure that the steps that the North Koreans take are actually true and irreversible.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.